Artificial intelligence is one of the biggest things these days, right? Experts agree that the technology will significantly change the world as we know it. In fact, it already has. We use AI applications in our everyday lives today, even when we don't know it. Translation programs, research tools, and virtual assistants make our lives much easier. None of this would be possible without AI. Of course, many people see the advantages of AI programs. However, there are two sides to every coin. One huge disadvantage of AI is the impact on the environment. Water is an essential resource, as it is used in three ways to produce AI. Number one is the water used for the production of hardware, like computers and chips. Number two is the water needed to produce electricity to run the computers and servers. And number three is the water for cooling the data centers where the processing takes place. Speaking of data centers, some are actually several square kilometers big. Yes, square kilometers. You need a lot of resources to cool down these places. For example, ChatGPT-3 was put online in 2020 and was a complete game changer. It was trained with 175 billion parameters. The training produced the same number of emissions as 600 flights between New York and San Francisco. According to a study, one prompt on ChatGPT requires 10 times more energy than a Google search. Next, a conversation with an AI chatbot with about 20 to 50 questions costs half a liter of water. What's also interesting, generating one image costs 50% of a smartphone charge. And even the way you ask AI something can have an effect. Some very complex prompts can lead to carbon emissions up to 50 times higher than others. I know, all this sounds pretty bad. So to be fair, let's also look at it from another perspective. AI tools can actually do a lot to help care for the environment. For example, AI can monitor developments like where icebergs are melting and how fast. And it can do that 10,000 times faster than people can. It can also predict natural disasters such as hurricanes, tsunamis, and earthquakes effectively. Some people aren't confident in AI's abilities, but given how fast it has grown so far, it seems likely that it'll be very useful. It could give people and governments time to prepare, and the list goes on and on. As you can see, AI can be beneficial, but also harmful to the environment. It depends how we use it. So next time you type in a prompt in which you ask AI to tell you a joke or do your assignment, think about our planet first. Thank you.